Chapter 47. Lady Gregor Rosroy sat bolt upright from the bed of grass and soft mosses she had been laid upon for a day and a night. It was but a few hours to dawn as the great badger roared out,
"Eulalia!"
Corporal Elbrig and Sergeant Clubrush, wakened from their sleep, rushed to her side.
"Lady Gregor, what is it?"
Her strange eyes looked all round before settling on Clubrush.
"A bad dream, Sergeant, a very bad dream."
She rose and stared over his shoulder in a northwesterly direction. The drill sergeant was very concerned. He watched Gregor's eyes carefully, though it was still too dark to see them clearly.
"Are you all right, Mum?"
She moved to the nearest fire, nodding to reassure him.
"I'm fine, Sergeant, but very hungry. How long to breakfast?"
Corporal Elbrig busied himself at the fire.
"Right now, if you like, Mum. You ain't eaten in 2 days.
Deodore and Algador had just finished their sentry watch, so they joined the trio at the fire. Young hares are always willing to eat an early breakfast when they smell it being cooked. Lady Gregor seemed in a rather mild, thoughtful mood, which was unusual for her. She passed scones and honey to Deodar, followed by a beaker of hot mint and dandelion tea.
"Breakfast tastes good after being on sentry, eh?"
Through a mouthful of scone, the young hare sipped her tea.
"Rather, Mum. Especially when you can have an hour's sleep before Reveille and join the jolly old queue for more."
Lady Gregor smiled at Deodar's honesty.
"Tell me, young'un, do you ever have dreams?"
"Dreams, Mum? Well, yes, I suppose I do."
The badger stared down at her huge paws.
"I had a dream just now, and I believe it to be true."
Algador paused from ladling honey onto a hot scone.
"Really, Mum? May I ask what it was about?"
The sergeant was about to upbraid Algador when Gregor spoke.
"I'm afraid I couldn't tell you the parts that aren't clear, but I know a brave creature died. I shouted Eulalia with him as he went down, somewhere over there to the northwest. And the more I think of it, the more certain I am. That is where the army of rapscallions is at this very moment. I can feel it."
The two young hares exchanged puzzled glances with the corporal and sergeant until Lady Gregor caught their attention once more.
"When the sun is up and my hares are fed, we will go there.